Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Voicemails. You guys ready for some voicemails?
You said moist mails. Bro.
No,
you
did. Guys, you always say that. It's always voicemails.
Kind of disgusting.
Well, we haven't done it in a while, so let's catch up with the folks and see what's crapping in. Any initial thoughts before we get into it, gents?
Are there any voicemails about Billy Joel?
Well, maybe.
No,
I don't want to spoil any of them.
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out a way to segue into what I found when I was at my parents' house.
Well, I feel like if there were Billy, like literally if Billy Joel himself called in, I would, as the producer of The Adventures of Danny and Mike, be obligated to delete it.
Well, no. You gotta, no. If Billy Joel calls the podcast, we'll listen. That's the best part about a voicemail is that we don't have to respond back in real time. We can just hear what it has to say. Like, I was in Long Island and I pulled over at a broken down piano and I had my friend take a video of me playing piano on it. I can't believe they left that out there. It's a beautiful instrument.
Right. Needs tuning.
Just needs a little bit of tuning. No big deal. But you know, that fateful night, 2000. Y2K never happened. I found this.
Whoa.
That they gave to anyone who is in the club suites.
Whoa.
Because that's where your boy was hanging out.
I think that should go to Mike. Straight to Mike.
Happy to give it to you.
Yeah, for the listener.
What suites?
It's not suites. It's real. I went to the 40th anniversary of the Allman Brothers at the Beacon, and they gave away gold plated chocolates, and I ended up keeping one and eating one, and the one that I kept melted and destroyed the box of the cigar box that it was in.
That's some stupid merch.
But this, my friends, could be.
So yeah, for the listener, those who can't see it, it's a. It's a huge fucking coin.
It's a commemorative coin. On one side says Billy Joel, Night of 2,000 Years. How could he play music from 2,000 years? Bullshit thing that is, you fucking idiot.
How was that in your fucking apartment?
It's not. I said it was in my parents' house. I found it. My father sent me into a room that had about like 5 Tupperware containers full of shit. Like
memorabilia,
so much memorabilia, dude. Like, I know that Mike wants to do the Stoop sale. I mean, I got Nickelodeon shit for days. I found all sorts of crazy stuff, scripts, and all sorts of everything. Anyway, this was in there too.
Sturdy.
Along with like old like high school letters from girls and all sorts of stuff that I ended up throwing out. And I found so much shit and I showed.
And as you were throwing out, your parents rescued from the trash.
I showed Kate some and then she was like, oh, this is sad. And I'm like, yeah, this is high school in a nutshell.
One question on everybody's mind is it, did you find the stalker tape?
I did not find the stalker tape. I mean, potentially there were definitely some VHS tapes in there. That's a great idea. I should go and look. I should see. There's definitely some unmarked VHSs in there. Most of them are no, that's not like that. Okay. I mean, at least I don't.
That's how you used to.
I don't think so. And then I found. I found my parents' sex tape. I'm like, no, don't do it. That's disgusting.
Yeah, it'll ruin you at this point.
But when I went to go through everything out, one thing fell out of the top, and it was a signed post-it note from Phil Collins, because he was a audience member with his kids at an All That taping, and I saw him and I freaked out, and I was in like wow. I was in like full caveman costume, like
amazing
everything, and he was very nice, and I was very nice to his kids and signed stuff for his kids, and I was like, hey, if I'm signing stuff for your kids, you got to sign something for me.
Yeah.
And he did. And
I just happened to have this post-it note from the good people at 3M.
It was definitely like that. Or like not a post-it note. It didn't have sticky on it, but it was like one of those like, you know, 2x2 square
notepad.
You had him sign some paper.
I had him sign a very small square of paper that I didn't even notice while I was throwing out all these love letters and all these other bullshit things. I had to throw them out.
Why?
Because they're from... It's in past. I don't know. They're gone now. So I don't tell me about it. I got rid of them all.
Jeez.
What the fuck are you going to do with them? Just to have them so when you're like on your deathbed, you can read them and be like, oh, wow.
No,
so
I'm just.
What's the point? What's the point in keeping them?
Is it fan mail shit that you're talking about?
No,
basically?
I'm like girls I dated when I was living in California and they were living in Jersey and sending.
You have to. I had to get rid of them. You have to donate them to a university eventually. Yeah. That's the point.
So I had to get rid of those things, but someone upstairs or fucking the universe was like, don't lose this Phil Collins fucking signed piece of paper, and don't lose this Billy Joel commemorative
piano coin
fucking paper weight is really what it is. See, it's just a paper
I had that
weight.
With the Flaming Lips. I had the signatures of all them back in the early days, first album days, but I lost that. Let's start the show. Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my whatever below me, Mr. Billy Joel superfan, Danny Tamborelli.
Play me a song. I'm a piano man.
That was a Bruce Springsteen Billy Joel right there.
Damn right.
You just
crossover. Damn right.
You just Springsteen-ified him.
You create a wormhole when you do that.
Anytime.
So Michael C. Marona.
Welcome.
Hello, hello. My name's Jeremy. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's listen to some voicemails, guys. What do you think?
I'm into
it. Straight away?
I'm hoping for Billy Joel.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Yo, Danny, Mike, Jeremy. It's Martel, your wrestling dude from New York.
Oh, yeah.
Martel.
They're the guy. They travel from Western New York to Long Island to upstate. They come everywhere to see us. Hey, Martel.
What's up?
We know.
Wanted to send much love during this pandemic from the WZW crew. Hope you guys are holding it down well. And I figured I'd throw a random heavy hitter question at you guys.
Ooh.
If you could resurrect only one of each, a snack and beverage of the past, what would they be and why?
Okay. Interesting.
Interesting. I mean,
JB,
you
are the king of snacks. I want you to go first.
Well, I would say Jolt Cola, which doesn't exist anymore.
No.
Is it?
It's still around.
Maybe. We had to make a fake label when we needed Jolt Cola for a Man Boob sketch.
Just because you couldn't find it here.
Yeah. I'd say snack-wise, Flintstone Vitamins. And I know you're saying, oh, they still exist and it's not a snack. True. But they were so sweet that they might as well have been a snack. And I would like to take them as an adult, but I don't think you can, and they don't make them like they
Jeremy,
used to.
Jeremy, I think we just had a breakthrough and we just found out why you had a brain tumor at a young age, is that you were popping Flintstones vitamins like gummy bears.
Like candy.
That's true.
Did they ever stop to take a look at your urine in the midst of all of this? Did they
not one urine just test that whole brain surgery?
Did they ever look at what color the fucking shit was? My God,
feces look like a Flintstone.
So you're saying Flintstone vitamins and Jolt Cola are the things you would like to
but
resurrect?
The original Flintstone vitamins that were delicious and small. Much in
the vein of Jeremy, I think the original formula of Coca-Cola with the cocaine is far, far better snack beverage than the pathetic high fructose corn syrup that they have today. Far better. The original, what was that? Grover Cleveland, I think I learned the recipe from.
Yeah. So that's mine. I'm going a weird one, but Michael C.
They're not dead, but crunchy cheese doodles I always found to be far better than crispy cheese, than puffy cheese doodles.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
They're not dead. They're not dead at all.
No.
But and maybe quite, like we said, 1888, Coca-Cola with the real chef.
Ooh.
Wow.
Interesting.
Okay. You got to think about You think about what snacks were Four Loco. Okay. I wish they brought back Four Loco just for a day.
The original formula, not the watered down version that they have now.
That wussified. Yes. Right. I think you could have the Purge and Four Loco on the same day.
What was the snack, Danny, that you did a commercial for with Elway?
Soundbites.
That's a good one to resurrect.
I mean, but it's not. It wasn't anything. It was just a holder for your lollipop that vibrated sound through the fucking bass and into your mouth.
Right. Yeah. There's not a lot of science to it. It seems. Yeah, but I guess that would be on my list too, because I never really got to try one. Although we could maybe do an eBay score. You never know. Mm. See if we survive it.
They're trying to do implants of on people's teeth so they can listen to stuff while they're eating. So
there you go.
Congratulations, Dan. You're in the future.
I feel like Elon Musk saw this commercial and was like, one of these days I'm going to make a chip to go in your brain so you can listen to Spotify when you think about it.
Inspired by Dan. So they call it IBD.
I'll tell you what, you go back and look at that advertisement and you see what I'm wearing and how my hair is, it's fucking super inspirational.
Wait, you're giving Muleteers hope, everyone.
Oh, dude, it's like, you know, the straight down the middle part, little like helmet in the back. It's great. It's beautiful.
Some sort of hemp jewelry.
Definitely have some hemp jewelry, yeah.
Yeah. What did you bring up the Elon Musk thing because of the pigs?
No, I brought up the Elon Musk thing because he wants to put chips in people's brains so they can function better. It'll actually put AI on the fence. That's not what you're talking about, Elon Musk. That's all.
No, I just wanted, because they did announce that he had put some in pigs. That was the thing, is they put these sensor things inside of pigs and then had a demonstration that apparently didn't go well. So it's already fast tracked. That was a story that came out a couple of days ago, is that he actually has done it. And,
there was some like blue soda that before I moved to Wyckoff, I lived in Maywood, New Jersey, and the middle school was 4th through 8th grade. Okay. So
did things a little different
at lunch. There. At lunch, you could walk to get lunch, or you could be in the cafeteria. And so they used to let 10-year-old kids fucking walk out of the middle school down the street to Pleasant Avenue, which is like the main drag, and you could like go get pizza, go do whatever.
And get out of town.
At this pizza place, they had this blue soda. It was like a, you know, a stubby plastic, like 24-ounce.
Far too much.
Plastic soda bottle. Disgusting. I loved it. I don't know who the fuck made it. I don't think I've ever seen it anywhere else. But
you didn't have to eat the plastic, right?
No, I didn't. No, just the soda. Oh, okay. Yeah, I just drank the soda.
Could be a 90s thing, you know, where you eat the plastic.
Could be.
I could see that somewhere.
Could be.
Somehow. Some way.
I was really into those Dunkaroos, but I don't know what happened to them.
Too real for this time. Yeah. No more Dunkaroos.
Good question.
Thanks, Martel.
We all remember our snacks. Thanks, man.
Oh, he's got 30 seconds left.
I was going to say, there's a little more.
Me personally, I'm probably going to have to go with Ecto Cooler for the beverage.
Solid.
And for a snack, it gets hard because there's like Doritos 3D and, you know, Mario 2 fruit snacks. I'll probably have to go with the original run Sour Gushers, though.
Mm. Sour Gushers.
Okay. I hope you guys have some dope answers here. And I'll catch you down the road.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should have listened. Thank you so much for that.
Thanks, Martin. Yeah,
I
almost said Gushers, but I thought they still exist. I did.
Sour Gushers. Yummy. I don't remember even if Gushers still exist or if the sour ones do, but that's for someone else to look up, I guess.
Dunkaroos, fruit stripe gum. That was disgusting, too.
But I love fruit stripe gum. Yikes. Yeah, you get all the little cartoons and shit in there, or the vital information.
You can't eat the cartoons, Jeremy.
And you shouldn't eat the gum either, because it's not good for you.
Next voicemail.
You could get the tattoos though. Those were sick.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Here we go.
Hey, this is John from Portland, Oregon, and I have a question for Michael C. Marona.
Hi, John.
I was browsing your IMDb page and saw that you worked on Cop Out. So I was wondering what it was like to work with Kevin Smith.
Okay, give me the rest just in case he says something about Sour Gushers.
I apologize, but I don't really know, the ins and outs of movie production. So if you didn't have any interaction with him, I was wondering if you have any like public freakout stories like Christian Bale on Terminator.
Interesting. John from Portland.
Yeah. You and me, we're done professionally, John.
Is that it? Is that your public freakout?
No, that was what Christian Bale said to the DP.
Right.
I didn't have too much interaction with Kevin Smith. I was told by the Teamsters, and this is no secret anywhere, that he liked to smoke weed. The Teamsters also probably have some useful secrets, but this was not one of them. Mm. I had to once run an extension cord to an air-conditioned tent for Kevin, because they were shooting Cop Out in the midst of a hot, hot summer. But he was also wearing like a velour suit at the time.
Oh, like, I thought you were going to say
shants. He was wearing shants that like went way down. Obviously he has had a heart issue and gone vegan, lost a lot of weight since then. So not in the same shape, might dress the same. But that was the, that was a real limit of our interaction, was I had to run an extension cord for his air-conditioned tent.
And by air-conditioned tent, do you mean his shants? Did you actually run a cord up it?
Just inflated his shants?
Negative. It was more like a little tiny, what you would get changed in at the beach, sort of a fabric changing room.
Sure.
It's in tent form.
You know, that's the best part of having central air and having the air come up through the floor is if you're wearing shants and you can just stand over them and then you just get cool air billowing through your body. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, John.
We call that the Monroe. The old Monroe transfer. All right. That's not it at all.
Hey, guys. This is Bruce from New Hampshire. I'm just listening to older episodes and getting myself caught up. And I just wanted to put it out there. During the minisode where you guys were talking about glory holes and being eco-friendly, Danny was saying something about like his ding-dong in one hand and a fleshlight in the other, and Michael in the middle of it was like, and you got this one in the middle going, what do you want from me? I'm pretty sure that was a Goodfellas reference, and that's one of my favorite scenes in that whole movie. So I just wanted to shout it out and say awesome reference if that was the case. And if it was unintentional, still, I'm 100% on board. Thank you, guys. I hope all is well, and thank you for keeping us all entertained during this fucking nightmare of a year. Take care.
Great, great voicemail. Oh, thank you.
Yes,
Joe Pesci at the Glory Hole.
We are.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We are passionate Goodfellas enthusiasts and quoters.
Yep.
Who says that quoting movies has to die when you get older and you become an adult and you have children or dog children? Fuck it. You can do whatever you want.
I think you have to limit the quotes that you quote.
Right. I mean, I've dropped off on the Lebowski quotes over the years. My Lebowski quote used to be way high, and it's dropped significantly. Even though I feel like I can still get away with saying them all the time, I just don't.
Well, you've gotten married, you've become a dad, you've made, you know, steps in your life that take the place of the dude.
Alfie never gets any of my fucking movie references. It is such a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I found out the other day where it was like, I feel like, I mean, it makes me feel old when you say something and like automatically you're like, oh, well, the 20-year-old of me would say that, but why is the 45-year-old of me saying that?
Well, also what movie you reference is, you know, time stamped.
When they fuse and make the 65-year-olds is where your true nature comes out, Jeremy.
Right. Yeah. Then I'll finally be me.
Between the 38 to 65 crowd, you can still quote, you know, Caddyshack and get away with it. But I don't think you could do that to like, if you do quote TikTok quotes, you know, like you make all your funny little TikToks and you're doing Caddyshack, nobody's watching. Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah. Nobody's watching anyway. any of our stuff. Yeah.
Do you have a TikTok, Jeremy?
No, Man Boobs has one, but I was going to put all the sketches up there and then I just didn't do it. It's hard.
Were you going to redo the sketches into TikTok
form? No, I did not do that. Just threw them on there. But, you know, I just, again, it's one of these things where I just feel I've aged out of and it just doesn't do it for me. Vine did it. I loved Vine. We love Vine.
Yeah, we all love Vine.
Doesn't
you had that was something like you had the attention span for.
Snap, right. Snapchat, TikTok, not for us. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I agree. Yep. All right, gents. Let's hope this is a good one. This is last voicemail of the episode.
Oh.
Hey, it's John from Portland. I have a question for Danny.
John from Portland again.
No. You notice though, he sent you both a question. Right? Didn't John from Portland ask you about
the same? I just said John from Portland again. It's the same.
It's
guy.
Very, very civil. Very.
Now that you're
very
a
nice
father,
of you.
Have you developed any new Homer Simpson indicators, or have any old Homer Simpson indicators?
Thank you, John. Get a lot of support from Portland this. Thanks, Portland.
Goodness gracious. Well, I would have to say the HSI, the new HSIs of having a kid for me right now is that even if I still have some drinks and I don't get the sleep I'm supposed to get, I wake up very fuzzy. Like, and that feel like that's a Homer Simpson indicator. If you wake up and you don't know where you, I could wake up and know where I am at all times, even if I'm sleeping somewhere else. Like, I don't usually have that feeling, but now at home, sleep deprived in my own bed. If I drink and then I fall asleep and he wakes up at like 2 a.m. and I got to go get him, I wake up and I'm disoriented and Kate will be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you just brought him in here. You didn't bring him. Like, it takes me a couple seconds to get my bearings straight. Yeah, exactly. I would just like to be like sitting on the couch, just figuring it out. Instead, I'm confused, royally getting out of my own bed.
Hazy Danny IPA.
Exactly. But I still
do. They make a foggy. Do they make a foggy IPA as well?
Foggy IPA, I can get behind. It's the real brain hazy IPA. It's tough.
You don't like hazy beer?
No, I do. I'm talking about my brain being hazy, not the color and the cloudiness of the beer.
Okay. I gotcha.
I don't know. That's it. I don't know any other HSIs. I mean, I'm not drinking as much because I have the kids. So
it's kind of a negative HSI.
It's an anti-HSI.
You get to use it to cancel out one of your other obvious HSIs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he makes me want to drink more. I just choose not to sometimes. So I guess there's another Homer Simpson indicator. The kid won't go to sleep. His teeth, Mike, are coming through his mouth.
Are they still?
Well, it's good that they're not coming through anywhere else.
That's true. That is very true. No, okay. He's okay right now. He had three really great days of sleep, and then last night he just destroyed me. It's up at 1, up at 3, up at 5, and up again at 5:30, and then it was up.
And that resulted in a hazy dad, John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to stop complaining about my 7 a.m. dog walks then. Because that really fucks with my style. He's a 7, he's up 2 hours later, 2 hours later after that. So,
yeah.
Much easier, though.
Jeremy's developed a special snooze button.
Yeah, yeah. I try, but he...
You can't. The dog when is, you have a deaf right. dog, they bark so loud that nothing's going to... That's their alarm. Ugh. That's your alarm now.
No, it's whining. He's a whiner.
Oh, he's
he
a
wants
whiner.
Something. He comes up and he's like, you know, he's a little...
And it works. Is what
it works
say.
Every it works time. Yeah. Yeah. So that's, I guess, an odd... It's not a Homer Simpson indicator at all, but...
I just appreciate that this guy called back just to be like, oh shit, I didn't ask Danny a question. Yeah. I should probably be polite and ask him one too. So thank you.
If you want to make Jeremy feel better with a pity question, let us know at 347-470-8150. And we accept calls from Noah calls from Ohio this time.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, right? A lot of Portland.
Ohio, give us a ring. And if someone wants to do some Billy Joel shtick, I'm up for it. I know Mike probably That's right. will not like it, but I would enjoy hearing what you got.
That's the opposite of what would happen.
Check us out on the Last Podcast Network, lastpodcastnetwork.com. Also, give us a look on Patreon, patreon.com/Danny and Mike with the
answer. What's the answer now?
What he said. Danny's at Tamborelli on the Twits, at Danny Tamborelli on the Instas. Mike is at Michael C. Morono on the Twitter. I'm at Remy Balin. On most things, at Jeremy Balin on the Instagram, and have a brand new podcast out called Going Dork. Check that out. I know someone else has a new podcast coming out very soon named Daniel.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
Maybe he wants to tell you about
yeah,
it.
Sure. I don't know. I don't know if it'll be ready by the time anyone's listening, but yeah, it's called DT's LP. So I just take some records and talk to some guests about them.
So watch the skies wherever you get your podcasts from.
That's right. Thank you so much for tuning in.
The skies.
Just the one sky.
No, is that do we consider Seltzer King's studios?
No, because then the abbreviation would be SS, SKS, SS, which you don't want any SS, you know, just
SKS.
Wow,
SKS. Yeah. All right, what a great way to end the episode talking about Nazis. Punch him in the face if you see him. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll catch you on the next one. Check us out, DannyandMike.com. We have a new website. You might like it. Bye.
Bye.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Morona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at DannyandMike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with Yan spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/The Adventures of Danny and Mike. Thanks for listening.